Blackstone Audio presents The Devil's Defender, My Odyssey Through American Criminal Justice, From Ted Bundy to the Kandahar Massacre, by John Henry Brown. This book is read by Joe Barrett. For Deborah Beeler and all victims of senseless crimes and all victims of an imperfect justice system, they thought that it would be a disgrace to go forth as a group. Each entered the forest at a point that he himself had chosen, where it was darkest and there was no path. If there is a path, it is someone else's path, and you are not on the adventure. Joseph Campbell, The Hero's Journey. Prologue. On an unusually clear morning in May 2012, I took the ferry from Bainbridge Island, where I'd lived for the past 23 years, to Seattle, where I have had a private law practice since the 1970s. From the ferry terminal, I drove to the studio of Q13, the local Fox TV affiliate. Over the years, reporters from all over the world had interviewed me on camera, but this was going to be different. Host C.R. Douglas would be asking me questions I had declined to answer for three decades. The subject would be my most notorious client, the sociopath and mass murderer Theodore Robert Bundy. The decision to break my silence did not come easily. My counsel of Bundy has always been a complicated matter in my career and personal life. When I was 29 years old, I sat with Ted in a jail cell in Florida, and he confessed things to me he said he'd never told anyone else. Finally, as I was about to leave his cell, he stopped me. He had one more confession to add.